You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
Well, well, well. Look at me. I'm back here and... one of the things that I will say I did not miss, Jordan the intern, was you. Beautiful mountain ranges, 37 degree morning temperatures, warming up to a sun-like 47 degrees in the afternoon. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Actually, no, I somewhat missed you.
I feel kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I told Jay.
Uh-huh.
He asked me, do you miss Gus?
Yeah.
Are you excited he's coming? I said, yes, I'm excited that he's coming back. I'm happy that he's coming back.
Yeah.
But then I also said, but I won't miss him making fun of me.
And there you go. I had to get it right out of the way.
Yeah, and right out the way, you just already started making fun of me.
Well, this is because we're live at El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland, Highway 1, and you can't miss us, right off of Highway 1 and 90. Boom, we're right here at El Paso. We were here before, and it was one of the best remotes we've ever had. That I remember clearly because we had gift certificates for El Paso that we were ready to hand out, and all people had to do was come on up and knock the baseball cap off of your head. Now, that was the Pelicans baseball cap that we got the day that we announced that we were at a Pelicans flagship station, et cetera, right?
Correct, and we're not doing that today.
Well, because you don't have that. For some reason, you have my B. I don't know what my B means.
Who do we have on weekly?
Oh, my bookie.
Yeah, who do you think gave that to me?
Rafael Esparza.
Correct.
Okay, you do have your Zion shirt. So we have to come up with something to give away these El Paso Mexican Restaurant gift certificates.
Maybe a slap across the face of you, Gus?
On that note, we are going to go back to the old trusty, come on in and smack the ball cap
off of
Jordan's head.
We're not smacking the ball cap.
And if you do that, we will be able to reward you. In the meantime, Joey, why don't you welcome everybody to the midway point of the work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what, that Camel Wednesday hump day, is that what it is?
Oh, man, do we have plenty to get into. I have been itching to tell you my thoughts on what we saw Sunday. Saints taking on the Bucks. They're back at work, though, today as they are getting ready for Mr. Mustache, the guy, right? Gardner Minshew. So we'll see a little bit about that coming up here in a little bit.
Peace and humpiness forever.
There it is. Words of wisdom from Shock Gene, a digital underground. But we got plenty to get into as I'll give you my quick thoughts here in the opening segment as to what I thought with the Saints and Buccaneers. Very strange trying to go catch that game. Went and saw it to one of the local sports bars over there, Jordan, over on Main Street. And seeing the Saints, it was Pat's heaven over there, right? The Patriots are obviously their team up there in the upper northeast. But, yeah, we were out there wearing our Saints gear and checking out the game. Very impressed with what I saw there as well. And then got a chance, obviously, to watch the rest of the games that were going on in and around the NFL. In an interesting week five. A firing with Jay Gruden over there in Washington. We'll touch on that, and especially the latest rumors that, hey, Mike Tomlin, you're Dan Snyder's favorite guy to maybe get a chat with at the end of the year. The problem is Mike Tomlin's contract runs through 2021. So anyway, we'll get into that. Plus, poor Marlon. I can't wait to talk to Marlon on Friday on what it's like to have Jerry Jones come out on Monday and give a vote of confidence and answer a question on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas of, will Jason Garrett, is there any chance that Jason Garrett will be fired at the midway point of the season? It's remarkable. Isn't it remarkable? 2 weeks ago, right before the Cowboys played the Saints. I mean, Dallas might as well just to book the, just book the hotel in Miami for the Super Bowl, huh? Just, I mean, it's Dallas and whoever. I mean, Dak Prescott was a $40 million quarterback.
About to get paid.
I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's the greatest running back since Emmitt Smith. I mean, it's just, they're on their way to the Super Bowl. 2 weeks later, the owner slash general manager has to answer the questions. Will the head coach be fired at the midway point of the season? Just think about that. And then think about that as to why Sean Payton probably signed his contract extension as quickly as possible to stay the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So I keep telling people, there's no way that guy with that kind of power, Sean Payton, would ever consider going to Dallas and working in that environment. Just think about that. 2 weeks ago, their media, national media. Greatest show on, I mean, they were just.
Everyone was getting paid.
Oh, I mean, Dak Prescott.
This
just,
week. Whew. All I could hear is.
Dak's a bum.
Dak's getting his pay cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pay cut. Exactly. He's
losing
the guy.
Money. Losing money.
I saw it screaming, hey, is it really? Is it him? He got blamed for the Dallas loss. Remember? Monday, after the Saints beat him. It's Dak's fault. It's incredible. Jerry Jones had to answer this week if Jason Garrett was getting fired. I mean, that's incredible. Jordan and I were talking about this, and we're going to get into it throughout the show here as well. The Saints have been a part of so many storylines this year in the NFL, from big trades like Javion Clowney, right, to playing Seattle and Houston. Their two quarterbacks I saw this week apparently are in the top five, top three of the MVP race, which I think is ridiculous. We already talk about MVPs, but that's fine. Gardner Minshew. He's been a massive topic since taking over for Nick Foles being injured. The Saints play the Jaguars this week, and Gardner Minshew. I mean, you could just go on and on with all these different storylines in and around the NFL, and the Saints are going to play the 49ers here, who apparently are the story right now, right, in the NFC. They're the only undefeated team. So there's so much to get into, and I can't wait to kind of look at it here from the rest of the afternoon. Plus, of course, we are your home for Pelicans basketball. Goodness gracious.
Todd's got a good one.
Let me tell you something. I had to apologize to my wife, my sister, my brother-in-law. I took over the TV. I mean, Joey, thankfully your Browns made it to where I didn't have to keep flipping back and forth on Monday Night Football. After about a quarter and a half there, I was like, okay, this is done. I'm done. I mean, there's no reason at all to continue to watch this Monday Night Football game. But I'm serious. I just completely took over the house there. I'm trying to bathe the kid, eat dinner or be a part of dinner, yet I had to watch Pelicans basketball, a preseason game. Be honest. You watched, didn't you?
I didn't watch the Browns game.
No, I mean, you did. 23,000 views if you go to the Pelicans Twitter. That's how many people either have viewed live or viewed afterwards. The open practice that was streamed on Pelicans.com. 23,000 watched practice. That's incredible. This Friday, Pel's preseason opener. Jordan, where are you going to be on Friday?
I'm going to be with you.
You're going to be with me. Looking forward to being out there at the Smoothie King Center as they'll take on the Jazz, 7 o'clock.
But they tonight, get sold out?
I'm just saying, tonight, ESPN, obviously you can hear the call here with Todd Graffanini and Daniel Salerson, but ESPN nationally televising the Pels at the Bulls tonight. And we're going to chat with Todd Graffanini in a little bit and find out the latest there. Already a slew of Pels are not going to be playing. And again, I think one of the things that you saw early on was, you know, them trying to get as much work in as possible. I was surprised, you know, by how much they played.
Yeah,
I mean, you saw the start. But we thought about that. It was one of the questions going into the game and going into this preseason. You're going to have to play these guys. And now, I get it. You know, you don't have to play them today, but which means you're going to rest them, and you'll see them on Friday, and you'll see a bulk of what that team looks. But they need time on the court. They need minutes on the court. And just off the cuff, quickly, some of the takes for me, there's three that stood out, right? The first and foremost, you saw why we're so excited during the basketball season on this show when we were just like, dude, go Ricky Williams, do whatever you need to, trade up, use AD. Because remember, we were always hoping that the Knicks won the lottery or stuff because we wanted to move up and get Zion. And we went back and forth with listeners. Why Zion? Why would you go Zion? I'm like, look, I don't care about his game or what he can or cannot do and how long it takes. He brings immediately something that you just have not had. You're trying to rejuvenate your franchise. And that happened the second you got him. I mean, you saw it. You've seen the action here. We've all seen it around town. Everybody wants to be a part of Pelicans basketball all of a sudden. And Jordan, the video of Zion walking out during warm-ups and signing autographs and taking pictures. You have this one little girl
just bawling,
out. I mean, just again, this isn't about making fun of AD. He just didn't have that connection with fans. I'm not going to say that fans didn't love AD. They did. They absolutely wore
there was
a ton
their
of AD jerseys.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But immediately off the bat like that, this is just another level. And look, when the very beginning of the game starts, my goodness gracious, the first five points are him. And the first bucket is a bank shot off the glass, getting some contact. But man, I just looked at my family. I'm like, if that kid can bank shots, I mean, watch out. Because then you saw what he can do. Just dunk here, dunk there, dunk everywhere. And what I loved about it is it was a game plan and it was a way of utilizing him that made sense. And what I mean by that is it makes sense by simply sitting here and letting him operate in the paint. It's one of the things I know Pels fans for years were screaming about AD. Why are you outside of the arc? Like, Zion, you saw it Monday. He was never outside of the arc hanging out. If he was away from the paint, he was inside the arc in the corner. He was outside of the paint, so he didn't get 3 seconds. But it wasn't a situation where, you know, he's hanging out deep left wing or in the corner. He was in and around the paint. Most of his work was there. You saw Derek Favors, what he was able to do. Use a body and get some rebound. Give him the athleticism from the other players. And more importantly, my goodness, if Lonzo Ball has a step back three in this game like we saw, watch out. Because we hadn't seen really Jrue Holiday display his stuff. Just depth was the word that kept going over and over in my head. I mean, gnawing them. We had to wait till the fourth quarter to see that. Oh, by the way, it was 130 points in preseason. I don't care if, you know, it's preseason.
133.
Okay, sorry. My bad. My point is, I'll take that, you know, for literally a group of guys that have not played competitively together, you know? So I was excited about it. Now, I get it. It's preseason. You know, let's see what happens when the games first start. But, hey, I don't think I'm doing anything differently than your Los Angeles Lakers, who after one game, huh, Jordan? That greatest preseason victory of all time. Greatest preseason victory of all time took place when the Lakers beat the Warriors. And Anthony Davis had 22 points.
Well, literally. Double-double or triple-double?
Yeah, I don't know. But regardless of what it was, what I do know is the Clowns tweeted, consider this putting the league on notice or something like that, right? What was it? It was something.
No, it was that. Yeah. Consider this your warning.
Yeah, consider this your warning or your notice. You know what? Congratulations on a meaningless win, but putting us on notice.
And then the Bucks tweeted after their win, consider this a preseason game.
Exactly.
The game has no implications to the season.
But literally, you just won. It's just, I mean, it was a joke. But, hey, that is where we are in the NBA. We got plenty to get into your guest list. Pretty simple today. So Lawrence of the Holder is going to come up next out of the first break. We'll talk a little of the storylines. Since it is Wednesday, the team's going back to work today. They're having their first practice of the week. We'll get the first injury report as well. Some of the storylines going into this game at Jacksonville. Will Guillory at the Athletic, back-to-back Athletic guest. He's going to talk to us about tonight's Pels Bulls games. What are some of the things that stood out to him? And what does he want to see in this one? Because obviously, there's a handful of players that will not be playing today. So we'll go through some of those players. So we said Alonzo Ball, Ingram, I think Jrue Holiday's on that list as well. Did not see Zion's name, but so it's going to give you a chance to see Jackson Hayes and a couple of the other young players, get more time today. So we'll get his take. Bubby is going to fill in for our workout guru who's over in Puerto Rico enjoying a nice little surprise vacation that his wife got for him, Jordan. So no need to do push-ups today.
Good.
Or should you do them today in order to earn your meal here at El Paso Restaurant?
I've been working out on my own.
Really?
Yeah, I think just take my word for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to get the three. Got to get, look, we have documentation. We have a phone ready to go. Plus, we got some gift certificates. How about this? Come out push-up Jordan and you get a gift card.
I'm not doing push. I'm not out. You can do push-ups in front of me. The bar is set at zero.
Well, I'm just saying it'd be a chance to do that. Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for your LSU Fighting Tigers. He'll join us at 105. We'll talk LSU in Florida. My goodness, is that a big game Saturday night in Tiger Stadium. And then got a couple of guests coming in here at 2 o'clock in person. That should be fun as well. It's the Sports Hangover. We're just getting started here at El Paso Mexican Grill over in Raceland. Highway 1, come on in. Happy hours, Friday from 3 to 11 is fantastic. Daily 3 to 7, so a little extra happy hour over on Friday. And then, of course, those happy hours is all about the margaritas, little strawberry lime, little blue mango as well. It'll be delicious. Kids nights on Wednesday nights, 6 to 8, and come here as well and enjoy the kiddies. And I got little balloons and stuff, bands, live music here routinely over at El Paso. So, and oh, by the way, the food's delicious, right? We'll tell you some about some of the dishes here as well, including I love the different type of sauces and bean dip that they get with the chips, Jordan. I'm shocked that you're cutting Sean Payton from this morning and not eating.
Sean Payton's already cut him onto Zion.
We on to Zion. We got the shoot-around sound?
Yes, we did.
Nice.
Daniel said that to us.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. We'll do that here in a little bit. It's the Sports Hangover. We are live. Where Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to your home for Pels Basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance and appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Air Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Just Glare. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I will work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Just Glare for Senator, paid for by Jerry Disclay Campaign.
Tiger Audio, hear the roar. Located on West Park Avenue in Houma, Tiger Audio for all your audio needs. They're the most experienced dealer in the area with 35-plus years of uncombined experience. Tiger Audio gives you a lifetime warranty on all installations. They're your audio experts in South Louisiana. You can choose from name brands like Kentwood, Memphis, and Alpine, just to name a few. Call 985-853-2121. That's 985-853-2121. Tiger Audio in Houma. Hear the roar.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Coming up bottom of the hour, Will Guillory at The Athletic. We'll talk a little Pels and Bulls on your station for Pelicans basketball. Coming up at 6 o'clock, warm-up. The podcast is coming up. To get you ready for the game before the network goes on. Nikhil Alexander-Walker is the featured guest if you want to check that out. And again, a couple of those players aren't playing. Some of the starters, Ball, Ingram, and Holiday. So Nikhil's going to get a lot of action here. Sir Lawrence of the Holder, Larry Holder, joins us from The Athletic to talk a little Saints. Larry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Juicy. How are you? You made it back from where were you, like New Hampshire or Nova Scotia or Greenland?
It's close.
Wherever?
Yeah, it's Vermont, but yeah, it's north. It's
somewhere
definitely north of
there.
The Lake Pontchartrain. Yeah, I did. Look, we're going to talk Saints here, but did you get any Pels fever Monday? Did you tune in? Did you check out? Did you see on the Pels Twitter feed that they recorded or they streamed practice last Saturday? 23,000 people have viewed it. That's incredible.
Yeah, I did catch it. I was actually driving on my way back from Baton Rouge as I went up there to do some work leading up to LSU, Florida. And so, of course, I listened right here on the flagship to Graf and Daniel Salerson. And, it's for an opening night, not too bad, I'd say. So, I'm curious to see how this team gels and molds because, you know, it's not like preseason's all that long. So, you got to get ready in a hurry before those regular season games start. But, yeah, the energy is real. And, I mean, the fact that we can legitimately talk about this during the midst of the Saints being one of the best teams in the NFL, LSU, a national championship contender, Tulane having its best football season since 1998, and the fact that Pelicans basketball can legitimately headline something right now is pretty incredible.
Think about, exactly what you just said. It is pretty incredible here. Something else that, before we get into specifics and storylines, as it's Wednesday, Larry, and the Saints are back at it. I was telling Jordan on the drive over here to El Paso and Raceland, I'm like, you know, the Saints this season and already this season, they're a part of pretty much every storyline the NFL has had this year, whether it's the big trades early on, you face the Texans, right? Seattle and the Texans, both their quarterbacks being talked about as MVP candidates, and Watson and Russell Wilson, you've beaten them. Dallas was a big storyline this year. You've beaten them. Gardner Minshew's the mustache mania is going on. You're facing them Sunday. San Francisco's down the road. They're undefeated in the NFC. It's incredible that most of the storylines that people are talking about the NFL, the Saints somewhat have like a Kevin Bacon sort of a thing going with it.
Well, I think they could be Kevin Bacon themselves. Star quarterback goes down and having to play a backup. And yet, their backup has played better or just as well. I'd probably put Teddy Bridgewater up there with Jacoby Brissett as the backups that are getting the jobs done. And so, look, you go into this game and it's the battle of the backups, and there's certainly excitement here in New Orleans about Teddy Bridgewater and poor Nick Foles. I mean, he goes there thinking he's going to be the shining star. And then Gardner Minshew has come along and played pretty well. Not won every time, but played pretty well and brought some excitement there. And so, yeah, they're definitely connected to all the storylines. And yet, the storyline that we all thought would be with this team this season is with the storyline of the season overall, and that the Saints are one of the best teams in the NFL. And it's with or without Drew Brees, which is even more incredible.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, I got a chance to watch the game. It was interesting seeing it from afar, literally from where we were in the middle of a bar full of Patriots fans and everything. But even they were commenting on the Saints defense. They were commenting on how good Kamara is. Like, wow, that Thomas got the Pats had a Thomas, you know, at their receiving core. It was interesting hearing other fans look at the Saints and bring up reasons, Larry, that the Saints are winning, even with what Teddy's doing as well. That was an impressive win Sunday. I thought it was a great game plan from Sean Payton. I thought the team just played really, really well on Sunday.
Look, they attacked the Bucs' weakness. Their pass defense was one of the worst in the NFL. They were able to hold down Shaq Barrett, who came in their game with 9 sacks, and he left with 9 sacks. And so they were able to keep Teddy clean. Teddy was able to take advantage of a porous defense. I mean, if you want to be a starter in the NFL, you've got to be able to do that. Teddy did that. And so you look at going forward, can they kind of continue the same? Can the defense continue to play as well as it has? Can Michael Thomas still be incredible? Can Alvin Kamara get the run game going? And then you're looking at, you're curious to see with the Jaguars is, you know, are you going to be able to stop Leonard Fournette just the same way you stopped Zeke Elliott? And then are you going to have to worry about Jalen Ramsey? Is he going to play or not? I mean, so it's, you know, it's just another week, and the Jags are probably a little tougher than maybe they thought they would be. But look, the Saints are, they're playing the way they're playing. And it's crazy. And it's kind of what I wrote about after the game. They're not playing with this adversity card anymore. I mean, they're just winning. They're being the team we thought they were. And that, mm-hmm. to me, is a sign of this team. Boy, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, I'd be surprised. I mean, they're that good. And then yeah. you could play well, and then you get Drew Brees back. It's like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Speaking of, I was asked on a couple of things this week already. Excuse me. When do you bring him back? Teddy's playing so well. I'm like, look, at this point, I'll see Drew against the Falcons. I know he had that video this weekend of him throwing passes and everything. If you can get Jacksonville in a game that I think off the bus on the field, Larry, the Saints are the better football team. The Bears will be interesting. That's almost a, let's see what happens, right? I think you're better than the Cardinals off the bus. So if you just go with one defeat going into Drew and into the bye week, I'm still looking at that. Even if he's, you know, coach put me in, I give him that extra week to rest, heal. You know, he doesn't have to use his arm as much. I don't know. I'm still looking at Falcons no matter what. And Larry, what if they go up to Chicago to win, man, and they go 6-0 without Drew? I still look at the Falcons. Or do you go, Larry, when Drew says put me in?
You go when he's healthy. I don't care if Teddy is Tom Brady and trying to usurp Drew Bledsoe. I don't care. You put Drew in when he's ready to go. And if he's ready to go when maybe a game earlier, then you put him in. You don't sit him. I mean, you know, so the Saints will have the hot hand when he gets back too anyway. So, look, my target has always been the Falcons game like you after the bye week. It gives you way more cushion the fact that they're winning. So you don't have to feel compelled to actually rush him. Drew's going to rush himself. I mean, that's the nature of Drew Brees. So you play him when he's ready to go. You don't say, oh, let me hold him one more week just because we can. No, you play him when he's ready. And I'm still with you pointing to the Falcons game, but you can't put anything past Drew. I mean, if he somehow magically gets better and can play the Cardinals, almost like a little warm-up game before a bye week, then you do
right. Okay, I hear you. Hey, top storylines, my friend. We'll wrap up with this. What do you think are the top storylines going into this week? Is it Gardner and the mustache? Are you growing a mustache this week in his honor?
I am not growing a mustache. I mean, it would be splotchy. It'd be terrible looking. So, no, I'm not doing that. And you could barely grow a whisker or two, so you're not doing that either. So
I got a few whiskers this week, though.
Yeah, but they're all over the place. I mean, you haven't grown up. You're still a little boy. You're still a little boy. Yeah, exactly, yeah. I think the storyline for the Saints is I want to focus in on Leonard Fournette. I'm sure Leonard wants to put up a good game against his hometown team. And if he gets going, then the Jaguars, I'm sure, can get going. And we've seen Leonard play well the last few weeks. So the focus is on him. I mean, you make Gardner Minshew beat you. And the Saints have been able to pressure a quarterback. We've seen that. You've seen Marshawn Lattimore 2 weeks in a row against top-notch competition be that guy we expected him to be. So to me, the storyline is slow down Leonard Fournette, and then you could start to try to tee off on Minshew.
It kind of seems like the right game plan there, and it's one that should work. Let's see what takes place. How do you see Sunday? You see a Saints win?
I'm going to go with a Saints win. I thought they could beat Tampa, and they beat them a little better than I thought. So I don't think there's going to be high scoring. I could see it maybe being, I don't know, 24-14 Saints. I'll go that, 24-14.
Okay, there he is, Sir Lawrence of the Holder. Larry Holder's a way to follow him over at Athletic. What you got this week, man? What if some folks should go over there and read what you got?
It's funny, I'm not covering LSU Florida because I'm covering Saints Jags, but I'm writing about LSU this week. Now I'm literally working on right now a big profile on stud Rummel Raider receiver Jamar Chase, who is one of the best receivers in the country. And interesting story. So talked to a lot of people, talked with him a couple days ago. So that should be coming out tomorrow on The Athletic. So go check that out, theathletic.com/New Orleans.
You wouldn't have to want a little wager on the upcoming Brother Martin Rummel game here in the near future, would you?
I heard Will Guillory's coming on. He wants to wager, too. Both of you Brother Martin losers, get out of here. Rummel is like the Patriots defense, man. Don't mess with us. We're coming.
Well, Brother Martin's offense versus y'all the Rummel two, defense should be a fun game.
Two,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, y'all two come up with a wager, and I'm in.
Sounds good, my friend. All right, my friend, take care.
All right, good to see you.
There he is. By the way, that game, Saturday, 2 p.m. should be fun. Let's speak to Will Guillory. Give us the very latest. Shoot around just wrapped up, Jordan, and we'll have some of that sound here in a little bit as Pels and Bulls tonight right here on ESPN New Orleans, 6 o'clock. The Pelicans podcast will tip things off. Then, of course, it's Pelicans tip-off leading into the game, Pels and Bulls. We're live at El Paso Mexican Grill over in Raceland, Highway Number 1. It's time to give away some gift cards. How about that, Jordan? You ready to give away some gift cards? I came up with a great idea.
Yeah, just come on in and give Gus a slap on the face.
No, actually what we're going to do is it's still about you.
No.
You, how many push-ups did you have?
We're not doing push-ups.
How many push-ups did you have? You had two, right?
Yeah.
If you can come in and do three push-ups in front of Jordan to embarrass him that you can do more than him, gift card is yours. $25 gift card. Real easy. You don't even have to do them.
I like that. I like that.
You like that?
Yep,
but like you have to prove that you can do more push-ups than Jordan.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Sports Hangover continues next, where hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Car shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
That's $4,500 off.
What a truck. Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP 37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus DTNL.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with live music on Friday nights. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Hello, friends. This is Donnie LaRio, a candidate for state representative. I am extremely proud of my Louisiana Cajun heritage and culture. We are going to lose it forever if we don't work together to save it. District 54 is surrounded by the largest estuary system in America. I will work to develop and support legislation that will affect and protect our seafood industries. From rebuilding the oyster and crabbing industries to working towards obtaining a fair market price for our shrimpers. On October 12th, please vote for Donnie LaRio, number 88, for state representative, District 54. Paid for by Donnie LaRio.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your work site time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your work site perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400. Or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery. Get results.
This is Senator Ed Price, and I am proud of the results we've accomplished in Baton Rouge. The first teacher pay raise in 10 years, increased funding for K-12 and early childhood education, TOPS fully funded. I helped pass the largest infrastructure investment in Louisiana in the past 30 years to improve our roads and bridges without raising taxes. This is Senator Ed Price, number 55 on the ballot, and I paid for this ad to ask for your vote on October 12th so we can continue the progress for Senate District 2.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Here's the problem with El Paso, Jordan. What do you pick?
Too many things.
What do you remotely pick?
Everything.
Yeah, really is pretty good. All kinds of things. Seafood menu, of course, the combination plates, the fajitas that keep walking past us. We're right by the kitchen over here in the back, so.
You could smell everything.
It's the sizzling.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have the sizzle, right? It's always good as well. Don't forget kids' night tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock. Happy hour from 3 to 7 every Friday. Daily, 3 to 7. I'm sorry, Fridays, 3 to 11. So you get special prices on those margaritas. Will Guillory, will Larry Holder have to give us a couple of margaritas? What do we bet here for Saturday, 2 o'clock, Brother Martin and Rummel? What are we doing?
Oh, man, we're still in negotiations right now. We're going to figure it out for sure because I have nothing but faith in my boys over there. Coach Boney's, it's a guarantee when I'm
That's
guaranteeing
right.
it right now on the air. I already know it's going to win. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to get Larry to do.
Yeah, I saw him over at Tulane right before leading into the week last week when they played over at Yeoman Stadium, man, and you know, being a Stater myself, class of 94, I was like, look, it's sort of like the Saints and Falcons. It's one game you got to win. For me, that's Jesuit. But really right now, with so many Rummel journalists crawling around the city right now,
oh,
from Ed Daniels to Larry, I mean, just, yeah, you got to get that one as well. It should be fun, right? Good offense, good defense. So I'll be paying attention 2 o'clock on Saturday, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're joking around, but Coach Bonice has done a great job really building up that program at Brother Martin. And, of course, Rummel was just keeping that train rolling even without Jay Ross. So, I mean, it's going to be a great game. A bunch of guys we're going to be seeing playing on Saturdays, you know, at the college level.
Yeah,
that game.
Yeah, pretty crazy, man. You know what's fun to watch? It's crazy, but Monday. I mean, I was mentioning to Larry before we started talking about the Saints, the open practice that was streamed on the Pelicans, you know, 23,000 people have you did. That's incredible. For a practice, just to get a glimpse. Friday, we got the home opener, the only preseason game here at home. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what that crowd's going to be like. But, man, what I watched on Monday, I know it's preseason, so temper my enthusiasm. Should I not be excited by what I saw, Will?
Man, I don't know if I can, because it was pretty exciting for everybody just to see how fast that team came out. You know, it seemed like everybody just fit together so well. And, of course, Zion just had the huge dunk, so we were all waiting to see him just dunking on everybody, getting into the lane. And I think Alvin Gentry has done a really good job just putting this system in place where everybody just has an equal opportunity to get going. You know, Drew Holiday had his little stretch where he hit a couple baskets in a row. And then Brandon Ingram did the same thing in the third quarter. And I think that's going to be the interesting thing about this team. Of course, we're going to be talking about Zion offseason, his progression, how he fits in the NBA. But the fact that they have so many weapons surrounding him and a system that allows all of those guys to shine, it's going to be fun to watch this team all year.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think one of the things that stood out to me, and I was talking about it immediately, like I loved, first off, the NBA TV guys must have been in heaven, right? Because the first thing that happens is the first 5 points the Pels have are Zion. You got the bank shot off the glass and then the dunk off the baseline. I'm like, okay, that's good. But overall, what I liked, Will, was most of his work and what they were asking him to do was live around the paint. And that's what Pels fans probably screamed to you for years with Anthony Davis. He's not outside the three-point arc. He's not jacking up jumpers to try to prove he can shoot. Just go do what you do best. Wait for the pass that you can go in and slant in and come off the wing at an angle and dunk. Or I love the kiss off the glass. I just liked how he was used, right?
Yeah, and I think the one of the great things about his offensive game is he knows exactly who he is. He's not out there, you know, dribbling through the legs a whole bunch of times. He's not out there jacking jumpers. He knows what he does best is getting downhill and getting to the rim. And that's what he's going to do. He kind of stays in his box. Just like I brought up before, when you have guys like Drew Holiday, Lonzo Ball, really great passes out on the perimeter, it makes the game easier for him because he doesn't have to, you know, force his way into getting baskets. He doesn't have to, you know, do different things to kind of to force the issue. He has Lonzo Ball out there making great passes and hitting step-back threes all of a sudden. But I think, you know, just the way this offense is built around all of those guys on the perimeter is going to be really fun to watch. And I think this is the type of system that Alvin Gentry really had in mind. Of course, you know, Anthony Davis is a great player. Of course, you should build an offense around him. But when you have a guy operating in the low block as often as AD did, I don't know if that necessarily fits exactly that Phoenix Suns type of system Alvin Gentry had in mind. And I think Zion Williamson's skill set allows them to get back to, you know, what Alvin Gentry really knows best.
Will, what else stood out to you in that game?
Man, I think, of course, Lonzo Ball, I think he was outstanding.
Yeah.
Beyond the jump shot, I think the way he really controlled the offense, pushed the pace, you know, getting to the rim, getting everybody involved, I think he was really impressive at that point guard spot. And we know, you know, him playing next to Drew Holiday, you know, they're going to be a really dangerous tandem on the defensive end. But just the way they operated on offense, I think was really impressive as well. And, man, the guy I really like a lot is Nicolo Melli. I think he's going to fit so well in this offense, is kind of a guy that kind of complements Zion in a lot of ways. You know, he's not flying around at the rim. He's not, you know, doing all the crazy stuff Zion does. He's just really steady out there on the perimeter, you know, hitting the outside shot, you know, handling the ball, making nice passes around the rim. I think he's going to be a really nice piece on this team and a guy a lot of people don't know right now, but I think he's going to be important for them down the line.
You know what else stood out to me, Will? Size. I know in seasons past you kind of looked at it and seen some other teams that sort of had some big size, just some big bodies on there. Pell's got some size. I mean, a lot of those guards, and I got a chance, obviously, as you did, when you're there at Media Day and you see these guys in person. I mean, Ball's not small. You know, Nall is not small. You know, at least short-wise, either as well. And Melly's a decent-sized body. I think there's a lot more size on this Pelicans roster than we've seen in a while.
Yeah, and then you got, you know, Brandon Ingram, basically a 6'10 small forward. I mean, they're big in every position. And Zion isn't necessarily the tallest power forward in the league, but you're not going to find many guys that can kind of keep him away from the paint once he starts throwing his body around. So I think you're exactly right. This team is really big, and I think it was the exact opposite in the past. When you look at this team, you had Etwan Moore starting at small forward. You had Rajon Rondo at point guard, or Tim Frazier. You know, they were small for so long. at the perimeter, and we were always talking about AD playing center when he didn't want to play center. And now it's the exact opposite with this team. They're big at every position. They can go even bigger with, Zion talking about he wants to play the three and all that type of stuff. So I think they have a lot of position, versatility just with, all the different guys on this roster. And we talked about it before, man. I wouldn't want to be Alvin Gentry to figure out how he's going to chop down this rotation just because they have so many really good players that can contribute in different ways. But he's going to have to figure it out eventually.
Yeah, well, I wasn't complaining, but I – had to wait till the end of the fourth quarter to see Jackson Hayes. I want to see Jackson Hayes out there. It's incredible. That's why I think today will be fun to sort of see Alvin Gentry during shoot around and say, look, he's not holding anyone out. There'll be some limited minutes, which I'm okay with. That's fine. What do you want to see? What will you be keeping your eye on for preseason game two here?
Yeah, I tweeted this out earlier. I would be surprised if we see a lot of Drew Holiday, the vets, just because I think in the past, Alvin Gentry really wanted to save those guys for that home preseason game. So I think we're really going to see close to his regular rotation here in New Orleans. But tonight, just like you brought up, I just want to see those young guys. I want to see Jackson Hayes. I want to see Nikhil Alexander Walker, Frank Jackson, maybe the guys that didn't get a lot of minutes on Monday just because you wanted to see more of the vets. But I want to see those guys really establish themselves and kind of make that claim for minutes. I think especially at that backup point guard position, Alexander Walker and Frank Jackson is going to be a battle all through preseason. And it was really interesting in that first game. Gentry pretty much didn't come out with a backup point guard with that second unit. He had Etuan Moore, Josh Hart, and J.J. Redick operating in the backcourt. And I think it was a little choppy at times just because I don't think Etuan Moore is a guy that really wants to handle the ball as much. But I think Gentry's just really trying things out right now, and it's going to be interesting to see how that battle works out between Alexander Walker and Frank, just because, man, no, I don't know how you keep him off the court. I mean, the guy is just so skilled, and he's so fun to watch. And, man, it's going to be a battle between him and Frank.
I'm with you 100%. Look, that's why you have these games, and that's why I think there's a ton of interest. This one's on national TV. Should be fun. Lots of eyes here already. And, look, man, I can just tell you from flying all day yesterday, thankfully I had little TVs in the plane. It's on all the shows. It was on all the shows. Everyone was talking about Zion, the debut, the Pels. It's incredible. Whole different era, man, from this year to last year.
Yeah, it's insane just to see the picture that somebody tweeted out from the first game in Atlanta, the press group around Zion after the game. Just the amount of people, following this team and paying attention to every little thing they do, every, different colorway Zion has on his Jordan. It's insane just to think how much has changed overnight. But I think it says a lot about what David Griffin did to build out this roster. Not only with Zion, but all these other pieces like Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram. It's such an interesting group. And, of course, they're all talented. They're all young. But they just all have their own interesting stories, and where they are at this current point in their careers is going to be interesting throughout the season to kind of see how it all plays out.
All right, Will Guillory covers the Pelicans for The Athletic at The Athletic NOLA as well, to go check it out. Will, as always, man, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely, man. I'll talk to you later.
For sure. Mr. Roy. See, this helps, too. He's got his name on his shirt, so I can, definitely know
dedication.
The dedication here as well. Roy, you have pulled up here to El Paso Mexican Grill over in Raceland, and apparently you want to take the challenge of doing three push-ups. You just got to get three push-ups.
Three push-ups?
Three, because all he can do is two.
Uh-uh. That was like 4 weeks ago.
Well, we tried last week.
I'm a changed man. No, we didn't try last week.
Because you chose not to.
Yeah,
you
because
were scared.
Because I said.
So you want to challenge him to push
it?
All right. First one to ten.
When I'm ready, I'm ready.
Anyway, Roy came to challenge you for push-ups. He wants the $25 gift card for Mexican Grill from El Paso Mexican Grill. When we come back, Bubby is going to talk a little workout here as well.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Should you challenge him or not?
He could do his three push-ups, and
hour
I'll
one
give
brought to you by the King Firm. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover live at El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland on ESPN New Orleans.
Peter Don's Golf Carts has golf cart batteries on sale through October 31st. Great prices like the Trojan 6-volt Peter Den Black Box battery for $79 each. Plus sale prices on more Trojan Black Box batteries like the Trojan 6-volt T105 for $114. Check out the Trojan T1275 deep cycle battery for just $174. All batteries come with core exchange. Peter Don's Golf Carts in Houma also has the best prices in the area on golf carts and accessories.
Nothing hurts my mom that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN. Or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
4650 Highway 1, Suite 3A. You know where we are. El Paso Mexico Mexican Grill. Come on by and have some delicious margaritas later on today. Kids' night from 6 to 8. Some specials there. We'll give you some of that as well. So far, so good, Bubby, as you're here filling in for Chuck in our Wednesday weekly men's fitness segment. You'd be proud, though. Jordan has kept his little paws off of most of the chips and everything. You actually was bragging earlier today, Bubby, that how many pounds you've lost?
Eight.
8 pounds. Yeah. And how long?
That's great. I want to say like 2-3 weeks.
2-3 weeks. That's pretty incredible.
Consistency is the key, Joy. Consistency is the key.
That's
right. There you go. Bubby.
You can learn a thing or two from me, Gus.
Me? I could. Wow. He's just throwing out all kind of confidence, Bubby. Look, Chuck last week talked about back and the importance of getting your back up and running and get it strong to be the kind of the foundation to kind of work out as well. If you use that muscle group and then you start to work out a bit, shoulders are probably your next thing, right? I mean, kind of need some strong shoulders to work out your back, to do the arm curls, do those different things. Plus, if you look at Zion's shoulders, they're impressive sort of little, you know, things there you can kind of keep an eye on. So shoulders, man, how do you go about working out your shoulders?
Well, shoulders are essential just like every other body part, and you got to keep your body balanced. You can't have one muscle group bigger than the other because then it throws your body out of balance. So your shoulders are compromised with three heads to the shoulder, the front deltoid, the rear deltoid, and the side deltoid. So it's important to have a balance with the side deltoid, front, and rear. First of all, for your posture, for picking up things, you know, to carry stuff, it's essential to have good shoulders.
You know, obviously, it's a handful of different ways to sort of work those out there as well. Shoulder raises, and then when you look at it from the barbells, is it preference? Is it really ways to kind of isolate different parts? Like you mentioned the deltoids and things of that nature, because you've seen ones where you twist the barbell in, just go straight up. Some people like to just use the bar that looks like a bench press bar with a backrest on it that you can sort of do as well. What are the differences in those type of workouts?
Well, I think a combination of using a barbell, dumbbell, or a machine, it gives just a little bit different angle on your shoulder, whether you're doing a press behind the neck, a press in front. Press in the front is going to mostly work your front deltoid, where a press behind your neck is going to work the rear deltoid, your trapezius muscle, which is kind of grouped in with your shoulders, although it's upper back, but it really ties into your shoulder area.
It's funny you mentioned that traps. Go ahead.
And then you got your side deltoid where you can do, lateral raises to the front or to the side, depending on whatever you want to attack. Barbell and dumbbell are just as important to do, and I think switching them up gives different angle and different feeling. So the tie-in muscles really work more to establish your shoulders and to make your shoulders stronger.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, you brought up the traps there as well. It's crazy. They're a small muscle, yet you can see them kind of grow. And really just a basic handful of different, whether it's, raises. I've seen them with barbells. You can do it with the dumbbell as well. How do you get your traps to kind of sort of stand out there and be a little bit of a calling card?
Well, the main thing for traps would be shoulder shrugs, whether it be a barbell shrug, a dumbbell shrug or a machine shrug. That's where you basically lift up the weight, keeping your arms relatively straight, and basically touching your shoulder to your ear will grow your traps the most, along with any kind of rear delt or rear trapezius pull to the forehead from like a lat machine. So that'll grow your traps as well.
Bobby, one of the other things that I think when you look at shoulders as well, you do tend to work them out with a bunch of different groups and different exercises on the norm as well. How important is it to just try to have a day to isolate? And how much can you work them out? Twice a week? Three times a week?
Yes, I think you can work out your shoulders twice a week. And if you're going to do another exercise or another body part with it, preferably it would be bicep or tricep. And you always incorporate your shoulders first because that's the larger muscle group compared to the other two. And then you would get into your tricep or bicep workout, curls, push down, stuff like that for your triceps.
Okay, easy enough. Hey, last week I asked Chuck for one of the food groups or something that's a good snack, gives you the protein and just kind of fills you up. We talked about peanut butter a lot. You can use it in a ton of different ways. Do you have a snack or something that you kind of prefer, your go-to or something? Could be fruit or whatever, something to kind of get you going? Because obviously for him and others, eating 8-10 times a day and all that's one thing. But for most of us, if there's a snack other than a bag of chips, what would be a good snack that you sort of like?
I think for a snack, go-to item would be almonds. And the reason I say that is because you can find almonds if you're hungry and you're driving. You can always get some at a gas station, And now they got all these different flavor almonds where they got sriracha on them or salt and pepper flavored. Of course, the sodium intake may be a little high, but the almond is a good go-to, and it's available almost anywhere.
Yeah, nuts are always a good thing, like you were saying there as well. Like, let's say if you grab, I know at Sam's or something in Costco, you have those big jars of different cashews, peanuts, and almonds. Is just having a handful of nuts throughout the day kind of a good thing as well, or do you like to specifically stick to almonds?
I like almonds, but either one of the three would work. Some are a little higher in fat content, some have a little more oil in them. But I like an almond or, like I said, peanut butter is easy too, but my go-to would be almonds.
Okay, sounds good. Bobby, why are we not pouring?
And almond butter, Everybody wants to go grab peanut butter off the shelf. If you look at the contents of almond butter, it's a little healthier than peanut butter. A little less fat, a little less cholesterol. So consider that as well.
Okay, so instead of peanut butter and jelly, almond butter and jelly.
Absolutely.
There you go. I just want to know this as we wrap up, man. How come we're not in Puerto Rico?
Well, I don't think we have a Puerto Rican wife, do we?
Yeah, that's true. We need to get
that makes sense.
That does make a difference.
I'm not married, so I may have to go. I may have to search Puerto Rico.
There you go. Exactly right. Well, thanks for filling in, man. How did the competition, bodybuilding competition, go a couple weekends ago?
It went really good, and we have our next one next weekend to finalize our Louisiana requirements. We have one in Baton Rouge next week. It's Southern Muscle, and it's going to be at the Crown Plaza next Saturday at 19th at 9:30 in the morning. The finals at 6 in the evening.
Sounds good, man. Bubby, thank you so much, man, for filling in. Right. Tell us a little bit about shoulders and how to get that going, and almonds. So last week we talked about peanut butter, the benefit of there. This week, almonds and almond butter. Maybe a little bit of a – because I know Jordan and I do a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch a lot of times. We'll try the almond butter, man.
Absolutely. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, man. Take care. That's right.
All right.
Over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie today, though. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Bubby. We do have we're at El Paso Mexican Grill. As Jordan, have you decided what you're going to eat now?
I think
since you're going to be all healthy.
I think I'm going to order off the kids' menu.
You're going to order off the kids' menu.
Yeah.
Wow. One taco. That's an option. One beef enchilada, burrito, chicken tenders.
I might get the
burrito. A little quesadilla. Really?
Yeah.
So you're not going to go off the little pork carnitas? Little carnitas?
What?
Carnitas. It's pork.
Oh.
Pork.
Could have just said that.
I did say that. A little carne asada? Chimichanga? No?
Oh. Chimichanga is a little bit too much, though.
Too much?
I had it last time, and it was very good.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Oh, I don't know. There's too much to think of here. It's incredible. A little seafood as well. You can go a la carte. Just get that one taco. Like, nah. You're going to have a little fun with this, right? Hour number two coming up next. Hour one was presented by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Gordy Rush coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.